News Radio 92.3, informative, locable, and dependable. 850-437-1620. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, with Meg this morning. And I'm very pleased to have on the phone with me, as we're getting ready for a big event tomorrow, I have Dee Dee Flounlaker, who is with Manna Food Pantries. Can you hear me okay, Dee Dee?
I can, Meg. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, great. So a big event's coming up tomorrow, so we've got some time to talk about that. And so why don't you mention just real quick what is happening with our Fill the Mayflower annual event?
Absolutely. So this is the 17th annual Fill the Mayflower, and it's presented by Coastal Moving and Storage and also our media partners, including News Radio. We appreciate you all so much. And so we will be at Cordova Mall, across from Sacred Heart Hospital. The truck will be located between BJ's Restaurant and Regions Bank, and it is so easy to donate. All you have to do is just pull up in your car and bring us some healthy groceries. We will offload those groceries from your car. You don't even have to get out. And if you don't have time to shop, you can make a donation. We even will be taking Visa cards on site as well.
What time are you going to be there? Are you going to start?
5 a.m. Oh, my goodness. And we really are there.
I think my understanding is the Cat Country Morning Show is going to be there. Is that correct?
Yes,
they're all going to be out there. So it's our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. So they're going to be there first thing in the morning. Then we'll have our team from News Radio 92.3. I think Andrew's going to head out right after his show, and I'm going to head out over there in the afternoon after mine. So we'll all be out there in force to help.
That is wonderful. We're really excited about everybody being there and really excited for our community. Every year, our community gets so excited about this event. They're so supportive of Fill the Mayflower. And Meg, this is a critical, critical food drive for Manna.
So tell me a little bit about that. For some folks maybe are new to the area or they're not familiar with what Manna Food Pantries what you do. And this is a year-round effort. I've had the privilege of going there, getting the tour, and actually helping upon occasion with loading up all the different groceries and food items. But talk a little bit about, I think I saw you recently in a program, and you were talking about the number of people who are food deficient in our community.
So
it's kind of shocking.
Yeah, it really is. So for Manna, what we do is we provide food in the form of groceries to people in need. And we actually have a pantry here in Pensacola. Then we have 17 programs with 22 partners that we work with.
Oh, I didn't realize that many.
And if you've never been hungry, then it's hard to really understand how could we, in such an amazing community, and I mean, Santa Rosa and Escambia County, how can we possibly have people who are struggling to eat? But there are a lot of folks who are struggling to have enough food to eat. So in Escambia County, for example, and this is shocking to me, 24.3% of Escambia County children are what we call food insecure, which means they don't have enough food to eat, Meg. That is a higher statistic than the national average and the Florida average. And here's probably one of the worst things is that in 1 year's time, that percentage went from 17.9% of children that are food insecure in Escambia County to 24.3%. That's a 6.4% jump.
Oh, my goodness. So that's really almost unbelievable. It's just hard to believe that in today's age, with as much abundance as we have in this country, and certainly in our area, that there would be anyone that would be food insecure at this point.
Right. And, you know, Meg, I think part of what we're really seeing, and we've been seeing this for a while now, but it's really certainly rearing its head right now, is food is very costly. You know, I don't know. I'm sure everybody out there has been grocery shopping lately. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
You know, when I go into the grocery store and see how expensive food is. And so we have a lot of folks who are working families who, you know, they were doing okay. They were getting by. And then, unfortunately, with the rising cost of food, it's really hard to be able to afford enough food to feed your family. And these are folks maybe who didn't struggle before that are struggling now. And that doesn't even take into consideration our senior citizens.
Oh, for sure. On limited incomes. Yeah, if they're on a limited income and the prices keep going up, what are they supposed to do?
Right, exactly. And for our seniors, Meg, you know, and you know this because you've heard me talk about it, but, you know, for our seniors, many of them are having to make some very difficult decisions. They're having to decide every month, do I buy my medication or do I buy food? And unfortunately, some of the things that we've seen happen with our seniors before they actually get in one of our programs is they will have certain mechanisms, coping mechanisms, like they're supposed to take their medication every day. Well, instead of taking it every day, maybe they take it every other day,
mm-hmm.
You know, or they just don't get it.
They're making compromises. Exactly.
And it's just, it's a very, again, it's a hard thing for us, I think, many of us to wrap our minds around, but unfortunately it happens, and it happens here in our community, and it happens in all sorts of zip codes, and it happens to all sorts of folks.
We're talking this morning with Dee Flaunlacker, who's Executive Director at Manna Food Pantries, on Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The number here, if you have a question and would like some more information, Dee would be happy to answer those questions this morning at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola continues this Friday through Sunday and goes through the holidays with 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Help fill the Mayflower this Friday in the Cordova Mall parking lot in front of Sacred Heart. This important annual food drive benefits Manna Food Pantry at a critical time of the year. Drop off non-perishable food items or donations all day.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg. If you have a question for Dee Flaunlacker, who is here this morning with Manna Food Pantries at 850-437-1620. Dee, I'm so happy that you're here to talk about the big event tomorrow. And we've been discussing the definite need in our community for people who are food insecure, which is somewhat shocking because of the numbers we've been discussing. But when you have a big food drive like we're having tomorrow, talk a little bit about when people make donations, how are those donations distributed? How do you make that decision of who gets what? Because I'm sure it's a complicated process.
You know, I'm so glad that you asked about that, Meg, because one of the things to remember is that all the food and all, if you make a financial gift, all of that stays right here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties to help our hungry neighbors in need. And what happens is here at the pantry in Pensacola, we take appointments. Folks come in and by appointment. And then we ask them a series of questions. And one of the questions we ask is basically, what brings you here today? And the reason we ask that is we're trying to find out what those root causes are that are creating the situation where they need food. We're also trying to connect them to other resources in the community. People have to have a picture ID and Social Security card for adults that are receiving the food, and then a Social Security card or something that connects any children that they want to pick up food for. And so that's through our pantry service. And then in working with our 17 programs, what we do, it really varies depending on the partner, but with Westminster Village, for example, we've got about 100 senior citizens that are receiving 10-day boxes of food each month, and we're asking them to tell us how that food is making a difference in their lives. And we're also asking, you know, what works for them and what doesn't work for them. We're working a new partnership we have with Nemours Children's Clinic, where we are going to be providing or are providing bags on site there. And here's one that might surprise folks. We work a lot with Pensacola State College.
And really?
They have, yes, they have a pantry on the campus, the main campus, and then we're making food bags available for them, because so many people who are trying to get their education, you know, PSC is an amazing partner, and with going to school, you're probably also trying to hold down a job. You're trying to do a whole lot of different things, and a lot of times students really struggle to have food. So what we've done is worked with Pirates Cares at PSC and providing food for them to then use as part of their toolkit to help any students that need help. It might be that they need help with other things besides food. But here's why we want to do that, Pat, Meg, and this is really, it's very simple. We want people to be able to lift themselves up and find ways that they can feed themselves, that they don't need us. That'd be the best day in the whole world if, you know, manna wasn't needed or any other. And so what we know from PSC, from Pensacola State College, is for those students who are receiving food, it does make a difference. It helps with retention, with those students staying in school, and it also helps with other things as well. So, you know, you don't think about maybe folks who are going to college are needing any help, but they do. And here's the great thing. Hopefully we won't ever have to see those individuals that are getting help now. Hopefully we'll never need that in the future. They're getting that education, and they will be able to graduate and move forward in their lives.
And eventually, we hope, give back what they received. So that's always good. So the event
exactly.
That's coming up. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Phil and Mayflower is tomorrow. Again, we're going to be across from Sacred Heart Hospital between BJ's Restaurant and Regions Bank. And you just hit on something really important, Meg, and that is that every year we see folks who come by who say, you know what, manna helped me one time or two times, and so I'm here to pay it forward. I'm here to give back. And that happens every single year.
That's wonderful.
And that is a beautiful moment when it happens.
That's wonderful. Yeah, it's hard sometimes, I think, for people to realize that, I mean, I feel like I have a very abundant life, and I don't realize that there are people out there that are hurting right now. And so, especially during the holiday season with all the gift giving and that kind of thing, when you're looking for the bare necessities, manna food pantries can be really literally a lifesaver.
Aw, thank you. And, you know, we ask for very simple things, too. So as you mentioned in the beginning, you know, this is a year-round program that we do. We oftentimes get people asking us, hey, do you do holiday meals? And we don't do holiday meals. And the reason we don't do holiday meals is because we're providing food year-round to people in need. By the way, last year, over 663,000 pounds of food that we gave away, and over 67,000 people.
Okay,
that were
say
helped.
That again, because I think I want to hear those numbers again. That's unbelievable. Okay, say it again. How many pounds?
So 633,000 plus pounds of food.
Wow.
And that helped 67,000 plus people in the two county area.
Oh, that's incredible. And kudos to you. That's incredible. And you have so many, too. One thing we may want to just have a few minutes to touch on, in addition to the food donations and also monetary donations, and I know that you take sponsors for different things, but people can donate their time as well, because processing all these donations, I've seen your warehouse. It's a big job. It's not just
it
a simple
really is
thing.
A big job.
So maybe
how
can people help out?
Absolutely. So they can go on our website at manahelps.org and look under the volunteer tab. We'd love to have folks. We have a lot of groups that are coming in between now and the end of the year to help us sort through the food. And the kinds of food, by the way, that we need are simple things like oatmeal, canned beans, peanut butter, mixed vegetables, chicken and tuna in cans. So we just need healthy food. And you don't have to spend a lot of money to make a difference, Meg.
Well, one of the things I thought was kind of interesting was that upon occasion, and depending on the product, you are able to take some of the things that maybe the expiration date shows that it's expired. But my understanding is that you still can, instead of throwing that away, there are a few things you can accept.
Absolutely. So what happens, I'm glad you brought that up too, because it's such a misunderstanding. So what happens is that if you look on canned goods, I was just talking with someone about this morning, they have a tendency to, they'll look at that best buy date on the can,
right.
And then if it's past that, they throw it away. Well, in reality, that is really not, that doesn't mean the food is bad. It simply means that that's, the manufacturer wants you to buy it by then. And so we take food past its best buy date. Canned items are easier than dry goods. We don't take perishable items from the general public. But if you've got, you know, some things in your pantry that is a couple of months older or past the best buy date, please give it to us. We'll take a look at it. We have volunteers, as you mentioned, that handle that food over and over and over again before we put it in the hands of the hungry, because we want to make sure it is the best, it's the healthiest, and the safest food we have.
News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk. I'm talking this morning with Dee Flownecker from Manna Food Pantries. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola is the largest sewing machine dealer in the area. And this holiday season, they're featuring baby lock machines with many models in stock and starting at just $249. Radiance, the newest baby lock model, will be arriving soon. Black Friday deals include get a free baby lock trolley carrying case or a machine cover with a machine purchase. Financing is available. Call 850-438-5444. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we have Dee Dee Flanlacker with us. She's executive director with Manna Food Pantries. We're getting ready for a big food drive tomorrow, which will be at Cordova Mall, Fill the Mayflower. But I did want to have Dee Dee, we have just a couple minutes left, to talk about, say I'm listening this morning and I really want to do something, but I can't make it tomorrow. Tell us your hours, when can people come by, where you're located, and how it works throughout the rest of the year, because this isn't just a one-time deal.
That's right, Meg. Thank you for asking that. So we are located at 3030 Northeast Street. And again, our website is mannahelps.org, if you could get the address. We actually are open Monday through Friday, and we accept donations at the warehouse between 9 and 4. However, we also have a barrel that is put outside of the warehouse undercover, and we have oftentimes have folks who will drop donations after hours in that barrel. It's got a cover on it, and then when we come in the mornings, we roll that food in. So even if you come after hours, you can drop the food in to that barrel. We do need food year-round. Those 663,000-plus pounds of food doesn't come easy, and it comes, 95% of that comes from the public. And so Fill the Mayflower is so important. Tomorrow from 5 a.m. till 6:30, and every single donation counts.
And they're looking for, these are donations you can drop off all throughout the year, but tomorrow we're looking for chicken and tuna, canned oatmeal, canned mixed vegetables, microwavable dinners, canned fruit with 100% juice, peanut butter, the staple of all time, canned beans, and more. So if you don't have time to shop, drop off a couple dollars. Every bit is used because we have a lot of folks to take care of. Dee Dee, we're running out of time. Thank you so much for being here this morning. I know how busy you are, but I really wanted to talk about Manna Food Pantries and what an amazing organization you are year-round. So thanks for being here on Pep Talk.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Meg.
News is up next on News Radio 92.3.